All right, to all say good morning. So today's we're going to pick up from the bottom of Mem Dalet. So we left off yesterday with the concept of Havlo. So the Gemara says, it's five lines up from the bottom. So Abayi said to Rabba, Va'at lo tizbra da Havlos tumin milsi. Do you not agree with this concept of overlapping of tchum? And so also we spoke about this concept yesterday, where if the tchum, the new tchum overlaps with the old tchum, or for that matter, two tchumin overlap with one another, that allows you to go ahead and revert back to the previous tchum. Do you not hold with that? Uma ilu shavas b'ma'ara shebesocha arba'os alpayim. Uma ilu shavas b'ma'ara shebesocha arba'os alofim. So if you, lemaise, you set up your makam shvisa in a place, in a cave, that had a space of 4,000 tfachim, ve'al gaga pachos me'arba'os alofim ma'amo, but on top, the ground on top of the ma'ara, measured less than 4,000 tfachim, lo nimtza mahalich eskula b'chutz la'apayim ama, do you not agree that because the two entrances of the cave, the two tchums, are within each other, that lemaise, you could go to the edge of the two entrances and walk 2,000 amos from there? So it's just the case of Osayif Havla, where the two tchumen ultimately overlap with one another, and that allows you to go 2,000 amos from the edge of the entrance to the cave as well. So to which Rabba says back to Abaye, Amar Lei, Velo Shanilach ben Hecha de Shavas ba'avir mechizas mi ba'od yom. Lehecha de lo Shavas ar mechizas mi ba'od yom. That's not a good raya. Because also remember, in our case of Havla, what are we talking about? We're dealing with cases of where you are put into an enclosed area on Shabbos. That's where the machlokis comes up. If l'naisa, a person is there at the onset of Shabbos, and therefore establish a makom shvisa, so then virtually everyone will agree with the concept of Havla, of overlapping tchumen. But again, our discussion focuses on being placed in the enclosed area on Shabbos itself. Zimor tzvehecha de Shavas, velo Shavas lo. Is that true? That ultimately, where you did not go ahead and establish a makom shvisa in the enclosed area, that we would not subscribe to Havlos tchumen top of Memhei. But we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shtayim Yikones, Gimel Lo Yikones. Well, so this was back to yesterday's sugya. Rabbi Eliezer said that if somebody went out of his tchum, somebody exited his tchum, and he left, he was outside, was 2 amos outside of his tchum, Yikones, he's permitted to come back in. Gimel Lo Yikones. However, if he's three amos outside of his tchum, he may not come in. So take a look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, "Vatnan Rabbi Eliezer." I'm not going to do the whole thing, but just the first line. Mishi yatzah chutz l'tchum shte amos ikanis. Somebody exits his tchum 2 amos, he's permitted to come back in. Aval gimel, but if he left 3 amos outside of his tchum, lo ikanis, he may not go back in. So look at this. Back to the Gemara. My love, Rabbi Eliezer l'tameh. Is this not Rabbi Eliezer according to his logic? The Amar v'hu be'em tzan. Because it says that he is in the middle of them. We'll see that in just a moment. The arba amos tiyohovu le rabbanon kimandid mivla on damu. So also in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says that what does it mean you have 2 amos? Because Rabbi Eliezer says in reality, a person has actually 4 amos when you leave your tchum. We saw this earlier. Even though your tchum ends at point A, technically speaking, you have dalet amos outside of your tchum. Rabbi Eliezer happens to be of the opinion that those dalet amos are arranged in a specific way, namely, two in front of you, 2 in back of you. And therefore, again, if you go 2 amos out of your tchum, the reason you could go back is why? Because the 2 amos of your, we'll call it your tchum extension, overlap, or in this case, above, literally to your old tchum, which would then allow you to go back to your old tchum. So we see from here that there's a concept of havlos tchumin. Now when tchumin overlap, that allows you to go back to your previous tchum. The ka'amar yikanis, alma, havlos tchumin milsihi. So you see from here that overlapping of tchum, overlapping is somewhat of a, again, I'm using that term loosely, because for example, in this case, there's no real overlap. Instead, what's happening? There's like, neshikas tchumin over here. You know, there's a kissing of the tchums. Because again, the 2 amos tchum, the abut goes right up to my previous tchum. That's called havla. Amalei Rabba Bar Bar Chana l'Rabaye. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana says that by umid Rabbi Eliezer kamosavus le'lamar. Is that to say that based on Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to reject the position of Mar that there's no havlos tchumin? Amaleiin. He said yes. V'shmielei minei demar. Because we heard over in the name of the master ad kan lo pligi rabbanon alei Rabbi Eliezer el le'dvar reshus. that when do the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer, that's only in terms of Dvar Shus. However, Aval Dvar Mitzvah Modulei, but when it comes to a mitzvah matter, they agree. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dvar Mitzvah Modulei, U'masnisim Dami Sheyatzav Yershus Dvar Mitzvah. The Kamarabala El Dahavla Lomahanya. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara wants to now suggest the following. When do the Rabbanon say that there's no Havla'as Tchumin? We'll say, remember, when do the Rabbanon say that if you left your Tchum, now you have a new Tchum, but your new Tchum overlaps with your old Tchum? So the Rabbanon say, I'm sorry, you can't revert back to your old Tchum, even though the two Tchumin overlap. When do they say that? When you left your old Tchum for what's called the Dvar Rishus. What's a Dvar Rishus? It's easier to define it by what it's not. A Dvar Rishus is not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. But if you went ahead and you left your tchum for a mitzvah, like our Mishnah, right? Let's remember again from yesterday. Our Mishnah ultimately was dealing with all these cases where you have reshus to leave your tchum because of a particular mitzvah mission. So in that case, the Rabbanan will agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you have havla'as tchumin, that lemaisa, again, because you left for a dvar mitzvah, as long as your new tchum overlaps with your old tchum, you could go ahead and revert back to your old tchum at will. And also the Mishnah said, anyone who goes out, this is the last statement in the Mishnah, anyone who goes out to save lives is permitted to come back to their place, permitted to come back to where they were. So the Gemara says, Va'afilu tuva. The Rabbi said, what's interesting about this statement is, what does this mean exactly? Va'afilu tuva, look at Rashi, Yoser me'arba alofim apayim bitmiya, v'ha'amrit reisha, so the question is, what does this mean? Does this mean even more than 4,000 amos? Now, what is 4,000 amos? 4,000 amos means the original tchum plus the new tchum that I have. So the question is, when it says you can come back home, so what is that saying? Is that literally saying that I could go any distance in order to get home? Or am I still capped at 2,000 amos? So the Gemara said, Hamrit Reisha, but the beginning of the Mishnah said, Apayim Amos. If you remember again, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Chiddush of yesterday's Mishnah, was this idea that if I set out on a particular mission, and then I found out that Kvar Na'aseh Ma'aseh, the mitzvah is already done. So the halacha is, I still have 2,000 amos from wherever I am. So that was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. I might have thought that since Lama'aseh, again, I'm not going to do the mitzvah, all I have is Dalar Amos. Kamashalan, I have 2,000 amos. But the end of the Mishnah makes it sound like, Kalayotzim lahatzil, anyone who goes out to save someone or save something, right? Chozunim koman, you could come back home. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Does that mean I could come back home even at 4,000 amos, meaning even outside of the two tchumim, my old tchum and my new tchum? So the Gemara said, it doesn't sound like that because from the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like I'm always capped at 2,000 amos. Amarav Yehuda Amarav, Shechozunim beklei zayim and koman. You know what the chiddush is? You know what it means when it says that anyone who goes out to save lives could come back home? It means that you could come back home with your weapons. With your weapons. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, Umay kusha, Dilma lahatzil shiny. So okay, so maybe that's not such a chiddush. After all, you're going out to save lives. And maybe going out to save lives is different. We give you the license to bring back your weapons as well. Eli'i kasha hakasha. But rather, if you're going to have a question, this is going to be your question. This nan. Barishona, Lo hayu zazen misham kol hayom kulos. Rabbi Sayyid, the Gemara now is quoting, we actually quoted this on Shabbos, quoting from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that in the beginning, when people used to come to give testimony about the new moon, so witnesses would come and observe the new moon, they'd show up at the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Remember, the Sanhedrin HaGadol was housed in the Lishkas HaGazit, the chamber of hewn stone in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, was the big gathering place for the witnesses. So in the beginning, people would show up, and what would happen? Lo hayu zazim mishan kol yom kulo. When they got to the courtyard, guess where they spent Shabbos? In the courtyard. Now granted, there were meals, everything was taken care of there for them, but Lamaisa, they were not permitted to go anywhere. So the Gemara says, Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, Rabbi Gamliel the Elder instituted, Shiyesh Lahem Apayim Amalacho Ruach, that they should have 2,000 amos in every direction. Below Elu Bilvad, and not only for these witnesses did Rabbi Gamliel legislate this, below Elu Bilvad Amru, Ella Afilu Chachma Ha'ba'alele, a midwife who's coming to help a woman give birth, V'ha'ba'ala Hatzel Min Hagayis, or someone who's coming to help people escape from Gaius, from marauders, Umin hanar, or to save someone from drowning in the river. Min ha-mapoles, from saving someone from a collapsed building. Min ha-dleika, saving someone from fire. Harehin ka'anshe ha'ir. Wherever you go up outside to do one of these life-saving missions, you are treated like the residents of that particular city to which you are traveling to, and therefore, v'heish lahem apayim amo l'chol ruach. And you have 2,000 amos in every direction. So we'll say, what does this make it sound like? This makes it sound like the chiddush over here is, even though I'm traveling to a great distance, I now am treated like a resident of the city in which I find myself, which means I have 2,000 amos in every direction. So the Gemara says, v'sulo, is that all you have? So we'll say, meaning, is that all I have, 2,000 amos in every direction? V'ha amrit klayotzin lahatzil chozun lim kolman afilu tuva. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Rabbi, said that when you go out on a life-saving mission, then what? You are permitted to come back home. Now, making that statement of coming back home indicates that what? No matter how far home is, right, I'm able to come back, which makes it sound like, forget about having 2,000 amos in every direction from the walls of the city. I have no travel restrictions getting back home. So the Gemara says, no. What that statement of the Mishnah means, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shechozrim b'klei zayin l'mkoman. What it means is that you're permitted to go ahead and carry your weapons back with you. Now, what does that mean? Kidisanyo. Barishona, in the beginning, hayu manichin klei zaynon bebayis hasamuch l'choma. So we'll say, it used to be that when people went out on some type of life-saving mission and they brought weapons with them, they would not bring their weapons back into the city. Rather, what they would do is they would deposit their weapons at the home right before the wall of the city. The idea behind that would be the city is enclosed, therefore makes it into Rishus HaYochid. So the act of bringing the weapons into the city would be an act of Hachnasa, of bringing something from, let's say, a public domain to a private domain. So what they would do is they would deposit the weapons at the home right outside of the city. Okay, what happened? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Well, actually, we don't have to do the Rashi. Pam achos hekiru bahen oivin. So one time literally means the enemies recognize them. Rashi says, Hikiru ben oivin, shiyatzu chutz le'ir, v'radfu achareim. So one time the enemies discovered them and began to pursue them. V'nichnesu lito klei zaynon. So the Jews went back into the home to go ahead and retrieve their weapons. V'nichnesu oivim achareim. And the enemies entered into the house after them. Dochaku ze'etzeh. And they began to trample each other. V'hargu ze'etzeh. And they killed each other. Yoser mimasha hargu oivin. So apparently, again, it started a stampede, and the Jewish soldiers began trampling over each other. And they ended up killing each other more than fell in the battle against these oivin. Ba'os Shah, in that moment, or that time, his skinu they instituted, Shehe Chozin Lim Komam Bikli Zainon. So I'll say, after that episode, the rabbis instituted that when you go out for some type of military action on Shabbos, you go home with your weapons. Take your weapons home. Don't try to deposit your weapons somewhere else, so as to avoid some type of carrying or some type of taking item from one rishus to another. Take your weapons home with you. And the Gemara is suggesting that is the novelty in the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says, Kalayotzim lahatzil, anyone who goes out to go ahead and engage in a life-saving activity, chozunum koman, comes back to their place, the Mishnah is not telling you that you could travel more than 2,000 amos. You are capped at a 2,000 amot tchum. The chiddush is that wherever you're going to go, then what? You're going to get the tchum of the residents of that city. That's the chiddush. But if, let's say, now home is more than 2,000 amot, so you cannot go back home on Shabbos. But what you can do is, if you are, let's say, within the tchum, to be able to go home, not only can you go home, but what? Take your weapons with you. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar lo kasha, kan shenitzchu Yisrael es umos ha'olam, kan shenitzchu umos ha'olam es atzman. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, everything depends on who won the battle, right? If the Jews won the battle, if the Jews defeated the nations of the world, then what? Then the Maisa, there would not be a need for them to take their weapons back with them. However, again, if the nations of the world defeated the Jews, chas v'shalom, then ultimately there would be a need to go ahead and take the weapons back with them. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, excuse me, this is not weapons, I take that back. Rashi says, Nitzchu Yisrael, apayim v'sulo, Nitzchu umos olam chozun l'kam fields of, excuse me. This is another way of reconciling the Mishnah. According to this approach now, the Gemara is literally talking about that there are circumstances in which you could travel more than 2,000 amos. When the Jews won, then what? Then the ability to travel is capped at 2,000 amos. right? This is talking about after the battle. So after the battle, again, you're capped at 2,000 amos. What you have is the tumah of the residents of the city in which you find yourself. If the Jews, chas v'shalom, lost, then what? Then lemaisa, the Mishnah would say, chozun l'mkoman. You could go back home no matter what, even outside of the 2,000 amos. Amarav Yehud Amarav. Nochrim shetzoru alayot. So we'll say, so just again, two different ways to understand that last line of